Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight. Winds diminishing with patchy clouds, a low of 33. Ceremonies are being held across the area today to honor our veterans. At Racine's Memorial Hall, veterans and school children gathered for the annual Veterans Day ceremony. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin said we must work together to keep the basic trust we have with our veterans.
Our veterans and their families are facing many difficult challenges, physical injuries and pain, the scars of combat, both seen and unseen, PTSD, mental illness, and addiction. They need to know today and every day that they do not face these challenges alone. We can all do our part to serve those who have served us.
The ceremony also included a gun salute and the playing of taps. Governor Walker was among the speakers at a Veterans Day ceremony at the State Veterans Home in Union Grove. The man accused of helping topple Burlington's statue of Abraham Lincoln has been sentenced to a year of probation and ordered to pay $8,377 in restitution. 22-year-old Jacob Hinz of Burlington pleaded no contest this morning to a reduced charge of misdemeanor criminal damage to property and was sentenced by Racine Circuit Court Judge Emily Miller. The incident happened on January 30th. Burlington police were called to the area of Kane and State Streets to check out a truck parked up on a snowbank near the 103-year-old Lincoln statue. Officers did not find the truck, but they did find the statue lying on the ground and fresh tire tracks in the snow. The truck, which belonged to Hinz, was later located. The statue was repaired and a rededication ceremony was held when it was returned to its pedestal. United Way of Wisconsin presented a study about those in need in the Racine community and other parts of the state called ALICE during a gathering at the Wingspread Conference Center. ALICE stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. In Racine County, the study says the ALICE threshold for poverty is just under $26,000 for a single adult and just over $59,000 for a family of four. Based on that, 41% of Racine County residents are in need. The federal poverty figure is 13%. A further breakdown of the ALICE number shows 57% of Racine residents below the poverty threshold, 45% in Burlington, 36% in Mount Pleasant, and 29% in Caledonia. Statewide, 42% of households are in poverty by the ALICE standards. One of the discussion points for the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole this week on the 2017 budget involved a new position for the Office of City Development and how it should be paid for, the general fund or with intergovernmental dollars. Alderman Sandy Widener said she understands the need for the position but felt the IG fund was a better and available funding source. City Attorney Scott Letney said in general the use of the intergovernmental account is project-based, though the door appeared to be open to the council allowing other requests.
At least as established by the ordinance that exists today. Now, it's the council's ordinance, but it's an ordinance that's in place. And one thing I need to add is, according to 46-268, there's a requirement that the Common Council solicit the recommendation of the Redevelopment Authority.
The Common Council voted down a proposed budget amendment to switch funding the new development position to the IG fund. The 2017 City of Racine budget, as recommended, will get a final vote of the full council next Tuesday night. The Kenosha County Board adopted a 2017 budget last night after more than 2 hours of debate, the majority over a proposal to cut the county's funding to the organization that operates the Kemper Center. Supervisor Jill Gilmore made the motion to cut the $100,000 payment to Kemper Center Incorporated, saying she and other supervisors have been unable to get an accounting of how the money is spent.
We can all agree Kemper Center is a beautiful place on the lakefront property, but to say that they're doing a great job and have not yet provided where this $100,000 is going year after year. We are not a bank. We should no longer be providing steady income for this not-for-profit that we have no answers for. We need to know where the $100,000 is going.
Supervisor Terry Rose argued it would cost a lot more for the county to operate the park and the many programs offered there. The board defeated the amendment and another to cut $5,000 from the amount paid to Kemper Center Incorporated and then passed the budget as presented on a vote of 19-4. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.